Borders Move Over Act has been in place since 2002, and Key West Republican Representative Holly Rauschein says she had a hand in writing it before she became a lawmaker.
As a junior at Florida State, I had the pleasure of working on the original Move Over Act as a lobbying aide.
The law requires drivers to change lanes or slow down when passing emergency first responder vehicles and tow trucks. Rauschein also sponsored a 2014 change to the law, which now expands the requirements.
We add utility service vehicles as well as sanitation vehicles to the Move Over Act.
And actually, all 50 states now have this law. But what we found nationally was that over 70% of people, motorists in particular, don't realize that this law is in place in their state.
That's AAA spokeswoman Montre Wader. She says even if Floridians do remember about slowing down and moving over for first responders and emergency vehicles, they don't realize they have to do the same for others. But she says the stats speak for themselves and motorists need to do a better job of being aware.
And the statistics that we found for 2015 were that there were 161 crashes with 130 injuries reported as a result of motorists failing to move over. Law enforcement gave out over 20,000 citations. You know, and these are very alarming statistics that further indicate, you know, why it's very important for motorists to be familiar with the move over law.
Still, Wader says it's generally good practice to move over, and if you can't slow down to 20 miles below the posted speed limit, if anyone is on the side of the road.
I know we talk a lot about law enforcement and other first responders to be aware and look out for them on the side of the road, but I think we also need to be courteous to all motorists, and we also should look out for motorists stranded on the side of the road waiting, you know, for that assistance from first responders and from law enforcement. Because, you know, if I was pulled off on the side of the road and I hadn't received my help yet, I would want motorists to, you know, really be cautious and be alert and be aware that I was on the side of the road stranded.
And she says as April wraps up Distracted Driving Awareness Month, motorists should also make sure not to be distracted so they're aware of law enforcement or other vehicles on the side of the road. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.